Act 5, Scene 2. The previous scene began with Hamlet and Horatio interacting with two gravediggers, in which they gave a brief history of King Hamlet. Ophelia's funeral ceremony is now commencing, in which Laertes, as well as Claudius and Gertrude, also joined the ceremony. Laertes, still full of grief for his sister, leaps into her grave and holds her corpse, infuriated with the priest's comments. Now aware of Ophelia's death, Hamlet becomes enraged and confesses his love to her, in which she also leaps into her grave and begins to fight with Laertes on how much he cares more for her. They are pulled apart, with Claudius reminding Laertes the plan at hand. Now at the current and final scene, Hamlet's plan to avenge his father is about to be sabotaged by Claudius and Laertes' plan, where the climax of the play is about to unfold.
So much for this, sir. Now shall you see the other? Do you remember all the circumstance?
Remember it, my lord.
Sir, in my heart there was a kind of fighting that would not let me sleep. Methought I lay worse than the mutants and the bilboes, rashly and praised to be rashed for it. Let us know our indiscretions sometimes serve us as well. When our deep plots do pall, and that should learn us, there's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough hew them how we will.
That is most certain.
Up from my cabin, my sea-grown scarfed about me in the dark, groped I to find out them had my desire, fingered their packet, and in the fine withdrew to mine own room again, making so bold my fears forgetting manners to unseal their grand commission, where I found Horatio. O royal knavery! An exact command, larded with many several sorts of reasons, importing Denmark's health and England's too, with ho! Such bugs and goblins in my life, that on the supervise no leisure baited, no, not to say grinding of the axe, my head should be struck off.
Is it possible?
Here's the commission. Read it and more leisure. But wilt thou hear now how I did proceed?
I beseech you.
Being thus benetted around with the villainies, or I could make a prologue to my brains, they had begun the play. I sat me down, devised a new commission, wrote it fair. I once did hold it, as our status do, a basis, now write it fair, and labored much. How to forget that learning, but sir, now, it did me a yeoman's service. Wilt thou know the effect of what I wrote?
Aye, good my lord.
An earnest conjuration from the king, as England was his faithful tributary, as love between them like the palm might flourish, as peace should still her wheaten garland wear, and stand a comma between their amites, and many such as their great of charge, that on the view and knowing of these contents, without debatement further more or less, he should the bearers put to a sudden death, not shriving time allowed.
How was this sealed?
Why, even in that heaven was ordinant. I had my father's signet in my purse, which was the model of that Danish seal, folded the writ up in any form of the other, subscribed it, gave it the impression, placed it safely, the channeling never known. Now the next day was our sea flight, and what to this was sequent, thou knowest already.
So Guildenstern and Rosencrantz go to it?
Why, man, they did make love to this employment. They are not near my conscience. Their defeat does by their own insinuation grow. 'Tis dangerous when the baser nature comes between the pass and fell and sentence points of mighty opposites.
Why? What a king is this?
Does it not, think thee, stand me now upon? He hath killed my king and whored my mother, popped in between the election and my hopes, thrown out his angle for my proper life, and with such cozenage? It's not perfect conscience to quit him with his arm? And is it not to be damned to let this canker of our nature come in further evil?
It must be shortly known to him from England. What is the issue of the business there?
It will be short. The interim is mine, and a man's life no more than to say one. But I am very sorry, good Horatio, that to Laertes I forgot myself. For by the image of my cause I see that the portrait of this, I'll count his favors, but sure the bravery of his grief did put me into a towering passion.
Peace, who comes here?
Your lordship is right. Welcome back to Denmark.
I humbly thank you, sir. Dost know this waterfly?
No, my good lord.
Thy state is the more gracious, for 'tis a vice to know him. He hath much land and fertile. Let a beast be lord of beasts, and his crib shall stand at the king's mess. 'Tis a chuff, but as I say, spacious in the possession of dirt.
Sweet lord, if your lordship were at leisure, I should impart a thing to you from his majesty.
I will receive it, sir, with all diligence of spirit. Put your bonnet to his right use. 'Tis for the head.
I thank your lordship. It is very hot.
No, believe me. 'Tis very cold. The wind is northerly.
It is indifferent cold, my lord. Indeed.
But yet methinks it is very sultry and hot for my complexion.
Exceedingly, my lord. It is very sultry, as 'twere. I cannot tell how, my lord. His majesty bade me signify to you that he has laid a great wager on your head, sir. This is the matter.
I beseech you, remember.
Nay, good my lord, for my ease and good faith. Sir, here is newly come to court Laertes. Believe me, an absolute gentleman, full of most excellent differences, of very soft society and great showing. Indeed, to speak feelingly of him, he is the card or calendar of gentry, for you shall find him in the continent of what part a gentleman would see.
Sir, his definement suffers no perturbation in you, though I know to divide him involuntarily would dizzy the arithmetic of memory, and yet but yaw neither, in respect of his quick sail. But in the variety of extolment, I take him to be a soul of great article, and his infusion of such dearth and rareness as to make true diction of him, and is semblable in the mirror, and who else would trace him? His umbrage, nothing more.
Your lordship speaks most infallibly of him.
The concernancy, sir. Why do we wrap the gentleman in our more rarer breath?
Sir?
Is it not possible to understand in another tongue? You will to it, sir, really?
What imports the nomination of this gentleman?
Of Laertes?
His purse is empty already. All its golden words are spent.
Of him, sir?
I know you are not ignorant.
I would you did, sir. Yet in faith, if you did, it would not much approve me. Well, sir?
You are not ignorant of what excellence Laertes is.
I dare not confess that, lest I should compare with him in excellence. But to know a man well were to know himself.
I mean, sir, for his weapon, but in the imputation laid on him by them, in his meeds he's unfellowed.
What's his weapon?
Rapier and dagger.
That's two of his weapons, but well.
The king, sir, hath wagered him 6 Barbary horses, against for which he has impawned, as I take it, 6 French rapiers and poniards, with him asides as griddle, hangers, and so, 3 of carriages in faith are very dear to fancy, very responsive to the hilts, most delicate carriages, and of very liberal conceit.
What call you the carriages?
I know you must be edified by the margin ere you had done.
The carriages, sir, are the hangers.
The phrase would be more German to the matter if we could carry a cannon by our sides. I would, it might be a hangers till then, but on. 6 Barbary horses against 6 French swords, there are signs, and 3 liberal conceited carriages. That's a French bet against a Danish. Why is this in pond, as you call it?
The king, sir, hath laid, sir, that in 12 passes between yourself and him, he shall not exceed you 3 hits. He hath laid on 12 for 9, and it would come to immediate trial if your lordship would vouchsafe the answer.
How if I answer no?
I mean, my lord, the opposition of your person in trial.
Sir, I will walk here in the hall. If it pleases his majesty, it is the breathing time of day with me. Let the foils be brought, the gentleman willing, and the king hold his purpose. I will win for him, and I can. If not, I will gain nothing but my shame and the odd hits.
Shall I deliver you and so?
To this effect, sir, after what flourish your nature will.
I commend my duty to your lordship.
Yours, yours. It is well to command it to himself. There are no tongues else for his turn.
This lapwing runs away with a shell on his head.
He did comply with his dug before he sucked it. Thus has he, and many more of the same breed that I know the drossy age dotes on. Only got the tune of the time and outward habit of the encounter, a kind of yesty collection, which carries them through and through the most fanned and winnowed options. and do but blow them to their trial. The bubbles are out.
Hamlet, come, and take this hand from me.
Give me your pardon, sir. I've done you wrong, but pardoned as you are a gentleman. This presence knows, and you must have heard how I am punished with sore distraction. What I have done that might your nature honor an exception roughly awake, I hear Poe claim was madness. Was it Hamlet wrong Laertes? Never Hamlet. If Hamlet from himself be ta'en away, and what he's not himself wrong Laertes, then Hamlet does it not. Hamlet denies it. Who does it then? His madness, if it be so. Hamlet is of the fraction that is wronged. His madness is poor Hamlet's enemy. Sir, in this audience, let my disclaiming from a purposed evil free me so far in your most generous thoughts that I have shot mine arrows o'er the house and hurt my brother.
I am satisfied in nature, whose motive in this case shall stir me most to my revenge. But in my terms of honor I stand aloof, and with no reconcilement till some elder masters of known honor. I have a voice and precedent of peace to keep my name ungorged, but till that time I do receive your offered love like love, and will not wrong it.
I embrace it freely, and will give this brother's wager frankly play. Give us the foils. Come on.
Come, one for me.
I'll be your foil, Laertes. In mine ignorance, your skill shall, like a star in the darkest night, stick fiery off.
You mock me, sir?
No, by this hand.
Give them the foils, young Osric. Cousin Hamlet, you know the wager?
Very well, my lord. Your grace has laid the odds, the weaker side.
I do not fear it. I have seen you both. But since he is bettered, we have therefore odds.
This is too heavy. Let me see another one.
This likes me well. These foils have all a length.
Set me the stoups of wine upon that table. If Hamlet giveth the first or second hit, or quit in answer of the third exchange, let all the battlements their ordinance fire. The king shall drink to Hamlet's better breath, and in cup in union shall he throw, richer than that which four successive kings in Denmark's crown have worn. Give me the cups, and let the kettle to the trumpet speak, the trumpet to the cannoneer without, the cannons to the heaven to earth. Now the king drinks to Hamlet. Come, begin, and you, the judges, bear a wary eye.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord.
One.
No.
Judgment.
Well, again.
Stay, give me drink. Hamlet, this pearl is thine. Here's to thy health.
I'll play this bout first. Set it by a while. Come. Another hit. What say you?
A touch. I do confess it.
Our son shall win.
He's fat and scant of breath. Here, Hamlet, take my napkin, rub thy brows. The queen carouses to thy fortune, Hamlet.
Good, madame.
Gertrude, do not drink.
I will, my lord. I pray you pardon me.
It is poison in the cup. It is too late.
I dare not drink yet, madame. By and by.
Come, let me wipe thy face.
My lord, I will hit him now.
I do not think it.
And yet, it is almost against my conscience?
Come for the third, Laertes. You but dally. I pray you pass with your best violence. I am afeard you make a wanton of me.
Say you so? Come on, play. Have at you now.
Ah!
Part them. They are incensed.
Nay, come again!
Look to the queen there! Ho!
They bleed on both sides. How is it, my lord?
How is it, Laertes?
Why, as a woodcock to my own springe, Orsic. I'm justly killed with thy own treachery.
How does the queen?
She swoons to see them bleed.
No. The drink, oh my dear Hamlet, the drink.
I am poisoned.
Oh, villainy ho! Let the doors be locked! Treachery! Seek it out!
It is here, Hamlet. Hamlet, thou art sane. No medicine in the world can do thee good. In thee there is not half an hour's life. The treacherous instrument is in thy hand, unbated and unvenomed. The foul practice hath turned itself on me. Lo, here I lie, never to rise again. Thy mother is poisoned. No more. The king's to blame.
The point in venom too? Then venom to thy work!
Oh, yet, defend me, friends. I am but hurt.
Here, thou incestuous, murderous damn Dane, drink off this potion. Is thy union here? Follow my mother.
He is justly served. It is a poison tempered by himself. Exchange forgivenesses with me, noble Hamlet. My father's death come not upon thee, nor thine on me.
Heaven make thee free of it. I follow thee. I am dead, Horatio. Wretched queen, adieu. You look pale and tremble at this chance, but there are mutes or audience to this act. Had I but time, as this fell sergeant Death is strict in his rest. Oh, I could tell you, but let it be. Horatio, I am dead. Thou livest. Report me in my cause aright to the unsatisfied. As thou art a man, give me the cup. Let go. By heaven, I'll have it. Oh, God, Horatio, what a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in my heart, absent thee from felicity a while, and in this harsh world would draw thy breath in pain to tell my story.
Young Fortinbras, with conquest come from Poland, to thou ambassadors of England, give this warlike volley.
Oh, I die, Horatio. The point and poison quite o'ercrows my spirit. I cannot live to hear the news from England, but I do prophesy the election lights on Fortinbras. He has my dying voice. So tell him with the occurrence more and less, which has solicited the rest in silence. Ugh.
Now cracks in noble heart, good night, sweet prince, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest.